What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about taking on other people's perspectives before we are quick to judge. A situation that brought this up was last night. Jeez, wow. Last night. So kids had gymnastics, or my daughters did, Lila and Nina. And I was home all day with Henry and kind of looking for a break. Was looking forward to my wife and the girls getting home, knowing that they had to basically eat right away and then get out and go to gymnastics. And I was kind of hoping to be able to take the girls because I was just looking to get out of the house for a little bit because I'd been home hanging with Henry and having a good time. It was a great day and enjoyed the time with my son. My wife was hoping to be able to take the girls, understandably, so that she could watch them. And then she came in and she was just kind of rushed because she really was on a crunched timeline. And, you know, literally they had to eat and get out the door within like 10 minutes to get there on time. And so she was kind of hoping to have dinner ready or on the plates ready to go, which they almost were. There was like, everything was cooked and the plates were out and they just, you know, wasn't quite as far as she had wanted it or hoped for it to be so that she could get going. And there was no real hi or welcome or anything like that. And I found myself, you know, kind of getting upset, closed off, distant a little bit, pissed. That didn't happen. And then once she left and I was able to work through it and do the work on it and start to look at it from her perspective, I started to understand and kind of wish that I hadn't jumped to those conclusions right away. Now, I didn't necessarily take it out on my wife or show it to her, although I can the close off part a little bit. But it was so fast and frenzied that rest of the night once they got home, simply by just, you know, turning the situation around or the judgment I had in my head about how, you know, she just, you know, wasn't being loving and wasn't being appreciative to me for being home. And really, she just knew that she had to get in and get out and was hoping to get the kids dinner and get them changed into their gymnastics clothes and then literally get them in the car and take off right away. And it wasn't anything spiteful against me. It wasn't that she didn't appreciate me being there and taking the day off and hanging out with our son while our daycare was closed. She truly just was in a huge rush, didn't have a lot of time, and had to get in and out. So by me simply taking on her perspective and turning things around, avoids what maybe in the past could snowball into like a week or 2 weeks long, you know, fight over something really small that really literally was a made up story in my head. And so think about how oftentimes that could happen to you in your life. You can think about it if you're a business owner and you have clients that are calling and you know, they're upset about something and they're taking it out on you, and how you might get defensive right away or closed off and not really truly hearing what they have to say. But instead, if we were to take on their perspective and really to hear them out and think about how it would be from their side of things, what is going on, how that could help you to be a better businessman, or better yet, to think ahead of time to what might pop up for your clients and to put yourself in their perspective before they even make that call so that you're ready and prepared for that. You know, in our fitness and our nutrition, you know, sometimes we can get jealous or we see somebody with some great results or some in their body or in their nutrition, or it seems like maybe they can eat whatever they want, or we think that, you know, they don't work out very hard or whatever it might be, or we think that they just have good genes, right? You heard that before? and then you start to put yourself in their perspective and really kind of take a deeper look into who they are and what they do and the habits that they have and for how long that they've been doing it and years of practice and fundamentals and discipline that they've taken, and realize that genetics may have had some part to do with it, but really they've busted their ass, they've been disciplined, they've lost out on some fun things that you've allowed yourself to indulge on a regular basis, which equals the difference in the results between you and that person that you've been judging. And really you're judging them because of your lack of dedication, discipline, motivation, whatever it might be in your results. So we're going to keep it short and sweet, but think of that. Keep that as a reminder. The next time you have thoughts or emotions or feelings of the stories going on in your head about something that's happening that you don't, that aren't happy about it, before you act or speak, truly listen and put yourself in their shoes and turn it around on yourself and be like, well, how would I feel? And really look at it, because there are two sides of the story, as the saying goes. And oftentimes once we do that and we allow ourselves a little bit of space and time to truly process some things before we are quick to anger or quick to react, the outcome and the perspective can be completely changed just by allowing ourselves to process it, to think about it, to look at it from someone else's shoes. So I appreciate you guys, honor you guys, love you guys for listening. Continue to check us out, www.livealegacylifestyle.com. It is Friday here today, so if you're listening to this today, I hope that you guys have a great weekend, and we'll